All right, Ma, complaint email number two.
Okay. Was Mel's mother really a teacher? Melanie is a professional broadcaster, yet misuses words all the time. I wish I could give you specific examples, but I feel like it happens almost every single day. She will use a word that clearly is out of context or simply the wrong word. At first, I thought it was endearing, but now I simply find it annoying and difficult to listen to. If Mel's mom was truly a teacher, then maybe she should take her daughter back to English class. That was a little harsh. Yeah. But Amanda, this is from Amanda. I do listen very carefully, and I have corrected her on some things.
Yes.
Her weakness is gone and went. But can you think of anything else, Amanda, or email in again? What else? I haven't really noticed any blatant mistakes. There's an occasional slip-up. You know, but even...
I get confused with the me's and the I's, and I always try to tell Bubba that, too.
Yes.
But I know what Bubba's going to say right now, and he's going to get... I almost am certain you're going to talk about the word garnish.
Yeah, Melanie, the only thing I can think of off the top of my head is Melanie basically uses the word garnish
for everything.
Everything's garnish is something else. Everything's garnished. Everything is a garnisher.
I don't know why.
Outside of that one... I mean this. So here's the problem. Uh-huh. I'm not aware of it outside the word garnished, and I work with Melanie every single day. So I'm not aware of what this person is talking about outside the word garnish, and I've brought it to your attention once before. But the problem is, if you're actually doing it, I'm going to be so aware
of
it now.
Yeah,
because I'm like, I see it. Now I can't unhear this.
But Mom, if you hear something, you have to. Okay, but make sure you text too in the morning. Like, it's okay if you hear it like during the show that I'm doing something or saying my grammar wrong, because that is embarrassing. You are an English teacher.
But Ma, I do have a question for you.
Amanda.
Sounds like she's saying that she's using the wrong words, not the wrong
Grammar. I want to know, Amanda.
That's what I said. Email back in and tell us. I can give you specific examples, but it happens almost every single day. Well, what? What's the word
that she
misuses? Yeah. But I do want to make the suggestion that when you have a preposition and say, let's give suggestions to Melanie and me, not I. To me. You don't say to I.
Oh.
You don't do this too much. But I've noticed on a few occasions, that's blatant.
We need a grammar segment. So if Bubba and I are hosting the Second Chance Prom Saturday, would I say to someone, Bubba and I or Bubba and me are hosting?
Bubba and I are hosting because it's in the nominative case. But when you have it in the objective case.
The what case?
The nominative case.
What the hell does that mean?
You're nominating me to go to the Second Chance Prom with you.
I forget all of my English instruction. Why do I forget it?
Yeah. By the way, you're making this woman's case for her, by the way.
You know it was Melanie or me or Melanie and I?
Of course I knew it was Melanie and I.
Okay. All right.
No. If you give suggestions to, like if you say, I want to give this book to Melanie and me, not I, because you don't say, I want to give this book to I.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Wow.
But then... Melanie and say, you know, I want to give this dozen of apples to I, no, to me, to Melanie and me.
Oh.
From, around, about, any preposition.
We're both laughing.
Have,
but then when we're hosting the event, it's not... It's Melanie and I are hosting
Bubba
the event.
Melanie and I are hosting the event because there's no preposition there.
But you cannot say me and Melanie, right?
No.
Melanie and I. How dare you?
Wow.
Okay. That was a great complaint email, by the way.
That was a good one.
That was good.
Well, because it led to
under advisement.
Well, it led to additional educating.
Yes. But I don't like the last one because the language is harsh.
Oh, boy. Next.
Okay.